With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A mild increase in consumer prices in July.
According to the Labor Department, consumer prices rose 0.2% from June to July after dropping slightly the previous month for the first time in 4 years. Meanwhile, year-over-year inflation reached its lowest level in more than 3 years in July. It's the latest sign that the worst price spike in 4 decades is fading and setting up the Federal Reserve for an interest rate cut in September.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Measured from a year earlier, prices rose 2.9%, down from 3% in June. It was the mildest year-over-year inflation figure since March 2021. The government said nearly all the increase in the monthly inflation figure reflected higher rental prices and other housing costs, a trend that, according to real-time data, is easing. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Ed Donahue reports on what Governor Tim Walz has to say about his military record and the criticism from Senator J.D. Vance.
Vance made the comments last week, shortly after Vice President Kamala Harris picked the Minnesota governor as her running mate.
What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage.
Vance questioned Walz's record and the implication he had served in a combat zone. Walz says he is proud of his service to his country.
You should never denigrate another person's service record. To anyone brave enough to put on that uniform for our great country, including my opponent, I just have a few simple words. Thank you for your service and sacrifice.
The campaign says Walz misspoke when he said he carried weapons in a war and did not see combat during his time in the Minnesota National Guard. I'm Ed Donahue.
As the tension grows, ceasefire talks between Hamas and Israel expected to resume in Qatar on Thursday. The Dow had 190 points, the Nasdaq composite adding 30. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court asked to decide another religious freedom case.
The state of Wisconsin says Catholic Charities has to pay taxes specifically to support the state unemployment system. Wisconsin's highest court agrees, stating that Catholic Charities does not qualify for a religious exemption. The ministry has now appealed its case to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has delivered a number of rulings lately in favor of churches and religious groups. Catholic Charities says its First Amendment rights are at stake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in Arizona will get to decide in November whether to add the right to an abortion up to about 24 weeks to the state constitution. The Arizona Secretary of State's office has certified nearly 580,000 signatures supporting that ballot measure. Opponents of the proposed amendment say it goes too far and could lead to unlimited and unregulated abortions in Arizona. Arizona currently has a 15-week abortion ban. This is SRN News. Word of a huge deal in the snack food business.
Mars, whose brands include M&M's, Snickers, and Skittles, is buying food company Kellanova in a deal worth nearly $30 billion. It will give Mars access to a large portfolio of consumer brands ranging from Cheez-It to Pop-Tarts. Chicago-based Kellanova was created when the Kellogg Company, with roots going back to 1906, split into three separate entities just last year. Kellanova racked up net sales exceeding $13 billion last year. Rich Thomason reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom urging schools to restrict smartphone use on campuses. In South Carolina, officials delayed guidelines to restrict student phone use, but expect to finalize them next month. States across the country are addressing digital distractions in the classroom and the impacts of social media on the mental health of teens. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.